This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Today I stand before the United Nations General Assembly to share the extraordinary progress we've made. In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
I love this clip. I love this clip. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. If you didn't get to see Donald Trump in front of the UN, you missed it. You missed it. We waited a day to get all the clips and kind of formulate my thoughts around this. I'm telling you, you watched the leader of the free world chastise the world and say the United States is the country that sets the standard, and you can be whatever you want to be or whatever. We'll stay out of your business, but you're going to stay out of ours. But if you want to watch somebody who knows what they're doing, check us out. KJ Radio. Well, we're going to temporarily go to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. I think that's what the domain is. But anyway, because we're having to retool domains. But long story short, you can find us by going to KJRadio.com, KevinJacksonRadio.com, and you can call us at 844-551-8255. I can honestly tell you, I have never seen a president, and I'm not going to lie and tell you that I've watched them all, but even Reagan in front of the UN was not what Donald Trump did. He may not have been as eloquent as Reagan, but there has been nobody that said, here's what we've accomplished. And I didn't even play. I'm just telling you, we got clips on top of clips to play because this is so worth it. Donald Trump stood in front of the UN and said, here's what I think you can be, but you're not being it. It was tough love to every country in the world. And it said, you know what? You're not going to be duplicitous. If you bring China into the World Trade Organization and watch them do the trickery and the things that they've been done, they've run roughshod over the WTO. Every element this guy touched on, foreign policy elements, all of it, it was masterful. I really couldn't tell you how, whatever you think I'm telling you about Donald Trump right now in terms of his prowess, and what he got across to the world, I can't do it justice. This was the best speech. It wasn't presidential. It was worldwide leadership quality. He touched on everything. Here's what we did in Israel. Here's what's going on in the Middle East. Here's what's going on in the North Korean Peninsula. Here's what's going on in trade. And yes, I will be your friend, but you're not going to take advantage of us. It was funny. I was watching this at a softball game. I mean, a baseball practice. My youngest son was at his baseball practice. And I'm sitting there going, you got to be. Man, this is so good. It was so good. Wow. We got all this stuff going on in the world. And Trump managed to bring it all together. And you got to check. So what else? What do we got next? What do you guys want to hear? He talked about trade. He talked about what the U.S. is going to support. I love this one. Let's play this clip.
We are grateful for all of the work the United Nations does around the world to help people build better lives for themselves and their families. The United States is the world's largest giver in the world by far of foreign aid. But few give anything to us. That is why we are taking a hard look at U.S. foreign assistance. That will be headed up by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We will examine what is working, what is not working, and whether the countries who receive our dollars and our protection also have our interests at heart. Moving forward, we are only going to give foreign aid to those who respect us and, frankly, are our friends.
How cool is that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. How cool is that? We're only going to give the money to people that want to work with us. The rest of you, go straight to you-know-where. We're not helping you anymore. It was funny, when he was bragging about the administration, people, laughed at him. And our press he was laughed at the UN. And Trump, it was funny, he played, I was like, oh, I didn't expect that reaction. Laugh if you will. But here's what I can tell you. You won't be laughing when we sit down to negotiate. It was so cool how he handled it. Because they say he's an egomaniac. He's going to be upset. No, he's not. How can you be upset when you have the world's largest economy? You are the richest country in the world. You know how to run it. You've got all the leverage over all these countries. And you think you're going to upset him? You must be out of your mind. Donald Trump went to that thing to say, I'm in charge. I'm the leader of the free world. There is a leader of the free world. This isn't Barack Obama going there looking like a little boy and apologizing for everything. This is Donald Trump saying, we aren't apologizing for anything. There is no reason for us to apologize. And in that little piece right there where he says, we give more than anybody, he's saying, You've been taking advantage of us, and we still give you everything. We have done everything we're going to do for you, and unless you show that you're going to reciprocate, you're not getting any more from us. If you're over 30 years old, certainly 40 years old, you know these relationships. Maybe you've been in one. Before you got married, you dated somebody. And it was all about them. And you were like, what more can I do? What more can I do? What more can I do? And they did nothing. You were all attentive. You were birthdays, Valentine's Day, the little things that they needed around the house, whatever. You were Johnny on the spot or Jane on the spot. And that person did not care. And you finally said, enough is enough. Relationships they can ebb and flow, but everybody should feel like they're getting something out of it. The United States has got nothing out of our relationships. Nothing. And I'm talking about even with our solid partners. People that thwart us at every turn. Look at us and go, look at what America does. We are the shining light, the beacon on the hill. We need that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects in poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my goodness, man. I hope. Go check out the entire speech. It's like 38 minutes. Trump at the UN. It is so worth it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What we did is we parsed it. We took it parted it out because I wanted you to listen to him talk about Israel. He talks about the Middle East. He talks about trade. He talks about immigration. He covers it policy by policy. And every single part of it is America's not going to be told what to do. We don't tell you what to do. You don't tell us what to do. We're not going to be governed by some global body. This is what Barack Obama and the left wanted, and Trump essentially said in no uncertain terms, that is not the country we're going to be. Now, while he's in charge, and he's flipping it back so fast and so hard, if you listen to the speech, he's very magnanimous. He says, look, you do you, we'll do us. But you're not going to get together and then all collude against us, because it's not been working. We're on to you. It was so freaking good. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. There was a part of me that just said, let it run. Let the speech run. You know, it's an hour of radio. It's about 38 minutes, give or take.
Let it run. Just run it in, you know, each of the segments that we do. But I don't want to do that because, you know, obviously there's a lot more to talk about. But we did piece it together. And what do we want to start with here? Some of these that are quick. Let's do what he said on the Human Rights Council. You got that one? Okay.
I spoke before this body last year and warned that the UN Human Rights Council had become a grave embarrassment to this institution, shielding egregious human rights abusers while bashing America and its many friends. Our ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, laid out a clear agenda for reform, but despite reported and repeated warnings, no action at all was taken. So the United States took the only responsible course. We withdrew from the Human Rights Council, and we will not return until real reform is enacted.
Now, see, everybody, that's what's called putting on your big boy pants. Barack Obama couldn't do that. Welcome back. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Barack Obama can't do that. Barack Obama went and capitulated. Donald Trump says, really? Human rights? You want to say we violate human rights? You're chastising the United States for violation of human rights because of issues related to our border, and you will ignore all the other things going on in the world? You are feckless. You are worthless to me, UN. We are out. And we won't be back until you get your act together. And I love, love, love how he says, and we'll get to it. But Donald Trump says, you ain't getting our money. We're going to restructure how this money comes to you. We are no longer. And what he said was, I don't give a crap what the rules are. We will rewrite the rules of the UN. You want to know why? We give the most money. Think about it. Human rights, these people, the Human Rights Council gets together and attacks us, tells us how we should be doing border, you know, immigration reform and stuff like this. Is they allow the atrocities that are occurring all over the world to just go on like nothing. No big deal. Man, was he so right to do that. Man, so love this speech. I know it sounds like a broken record, but it's true. Let's see. Let's talk about the immigration piece because it's a good segue into what President Trump was talking about with this the human rights.
The United States is also working with partners in Latin America to confront threats to sovereignty from uncontrolled migration. Tolerance for human struggling and human smuggling and trafficking is not humane. It's a horrible thing that's going on at levels that nobody has ever seen before. It's very, very cruel. Illegal immigration funds, criminal networks, ruthless gangs, and the flow of deadly drugs. Illegal immigration exploits vulnerable populations, hurts hardworking citizens, and has produced a vicious cycle of crime, violence, and poverty. Only by upholding national borders, destroying criminal gangs, can we break this cycle and establish a real foundation for prosperity? We recognize the right of every nation in this room to set its own immigration policy in accordance with its national interests, just as we ask other countries to respect our own right to do the same, which we are doing. That is one reason the United States will not participate in the new global compact on migration. Migration should not be governed by an international body unaccountable to our own citizens. Ultimately, the only long-term solution to the migration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their home countries. Make their countries great again.
Did you see how he did that? Make their countries great again. Mga without the A, the first A, right? Unga. Make, insert your country here, great again. I love it. And here's what he's telling you. See, what's funny is it depends on how you want to look at this. Leftists look at make America great again. Look at America great again. That's terrible. It makes everybody feel bad. No, it isn't. Trump is saying make Poland great again. Make Yugoslavia great again. Make Croatia great again. Be proud of your countries. That's why we compete. That's why we have the Ryder Cup where the U.S. goes against all of Europe. That's why we have the Sonnen Cup with the ladies. That's why we have the Olympics. That's why everybody's competing to say, look at us, guys. Look at what we do. And you know what? Sweden says, we got the best skiers. And, you know, or the best bobsled racers, say, Norway or whatever, in the Winter Olympics. Canada says, we got the best, they call it a triathlon type thing where they got to go and shoot and ski and all this other stuff, the marathon. But, you know, they may think they've got the best athletes. And in the summer, we go, we got the fastest guys or the best basketball team. And everybody, you can start looking at the world as to who focuses on what. Some of these people go, we got the best curlers. Or we have the best archers. Or we have the best whatever. And it's geographical to what you're about. That's what Trump is saying. Go do your thing, baby. But don't come here to and make us do our thing. You're not going to tell us how to run our immigration system. We're not going to be part of this global compact on migration where you just seem to, you know, want to throw things at us and say, I don't care what you think. You're going to take this many refugees. Who are you to tell us what we're going to take in refugees? Leave these people at home. That's where they prefer to be so they can make their countries great again. That's what this is about. Leave them, put them in refugee camps close to home so when things get back to normal, they can go home. What's wrong with that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford is continuing her testimony today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee as she claims that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party back in high school. So far, the Republicans have yielded their time to Rachel Mitchell, a prosecutor from Phoenix. One of the things she questioned Ford about was a polygraph test and who paid for it.
Did you pay for the polygraph yourself?
I don't
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know who did pay for the polygraph?
Not yet, no.
Then we hear from Senator Durbin on the certainty that it was Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted her.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
President Trump has postponed a scheduled meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein until next week. The White House said they do not want to distract from the congressional hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is true not only in matters of peace, but in matters of prosperity. We believe that trade must be fair and reciprocal. The United States will not be taken advantage of any longer. For decades, the United States opened its economy, the largest by far on Earth, with few conditions. We allowed foreign goods from all over the world to flow freely across our borders. Yet, other countries did not grant us fair and reciprocal access to their markets in return. Even worse, some countries abused their openness to dump their products, subsidize their goods, target our industries, and manipulate their currencies to gain unfair advantage over our country. As a result, our trade deficit ballooned to nearly $800 billion a year. For this reason, we are systematically renegotiating broken and bad trade deals. Last month, we announced a groundbreaking U.S.-Mexico trade agreement. And just yesterday, I stood with President Moon to announce the successful completion of the brand new U.S.-Korea trade deal. And this is just the beginning. Many nations in this hall will agree that the world trading system is in dire need of change. For example, countries were admitted to the World Trade Organization that violate every single principle on which the organization is based. While the United States and many other nations play by the rules, these countries use government-run industrial planning and state-owned enterprises to rig the system in their favor. They engage in relentless product dumping, forced technology transfer, and the theft of intellectual property. The United States lost over 3 million manufacturing jobs, nearly a quarter of all steel jobs, and 60,000 factories after China joined the WTO. And we have racked up $13 trillion in trade deficits over the last two decades. But those days are over. We will no longer tolerate such abuse. We will not allow our workers to be victimized, our companies to be cheated, and our wealth to be plundered and transferred. America will never apologize for protecting its citizens. The United States has just announced tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese-made goods, for a total so far of $250 billion. I have great respect and affection for my friend, President Xi, but I have made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable. China's market distortions and the way they deal cannot be tolerated. As my administration has demonstrated, America will always act in our national interests.
Welcome back, everybody. I couldn't be more proud. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless over Donald Trump addressing trade. And there's no equivocation here. There's no wiggle room. The only thing he says is, look, I like you all. I like China. I like, President Xi. I like him. But you're not screwing us over. You have a friend like that. You have some people in your family. You go, look, I love my cousin, but I'm done. I love my bro, but I'm done. I'll tell you my story. My brother, when I was still in military school, he had graduated, gone on to play, go to A&M. He's playing football. And he was low on funds and, my brother was inherently lazy. He didn't want to work the summer, the whole deal. Gets to college, finds out, it's not as everything is cracked up to be. So I had a stereo and a TV in military school. And he said, well, I was still in my senior year at my school. My brother says to me, hey, Kev, can I get a, he goes, man, I'm bored. I got nothing to do, et cetera. Can I get your TV and your stereo to have in my dorm room to adjust to college? Now, I didn't want to give it to him because I had a nice little stereo I'd bought that summer. Little TV that was kind of cool. It was on a swivel. It was black and white. This will tell you how long ago this was. And I said, yeah, man. So he and some buddies, they came down, they picked it up, took it back to his place. I mean, nice little stereo system. Well, they call it like a shelf mount little stereo. And he's got my TV. I'm thinking it's okay. I helped my bro. I didn't replace it. I just lost mine. Luckily for me, I had a roommate that would let me use his from time to time, but I didn't have one anymore. So I go home for the summer. My brother finally gets home and I tell him, hey, listen, when can I get my stereo and my TV back? And my brother says, oh man, I had to hock it. I said, what? He took my stereo and TV to the pawn shop and he hocked it. And it had been so long that he lost it. Because I'm taking that to college. And my brother hocked it. He didn't call me to say, hey, Kev, I'm in a really tight spot. Can I hock this until I can get it back? Nothing. He hocked it. And worse than that, he hocked it and it went beyond the time frame. He lost my TV and stereo and didn't say a word. Wasn't going to say a word. This is family. So you know what I said? I said, I hope you enjoy that. Because that's the last thing you'll get from me. See, you don't even know how to take a person's being magnanimous to you and appreciate it. You took so, it's one thing to take advantage of it to say, can I use your stuff? Meaning you're completely now taking away my joy so you can have it. That's one thing. And I did that. But then you made sure I didn't get it back. It's worse than that. I go, I hope you enjoyed it. Because that's it. You don't come to me if the kids need food, because I'd already, helped them other times before. But that was little. I mean, a little chump changed things. And quite frankly, that was little. It was big to me at the time. But in the scheme of things, it was little, because my brother came to me later on and he says, hey, man, I'm thinking about starting this company and doing this, that, and the other. And I listened to him. And he was like, he's giving it to me. He's all passionate. He's all excited. And I went, how are you going to do it? How are you going to finance it? And he goes, well, I was kind of hoping you. I go, do I need to remind you of the TV and the stereo? Love you, bro. I'll give you all the advice you want, but you're not getting a penny out of me. Never forget it. So what Trump is saying is you're not going to take advantage of us on trade. You subsidize your goods. You target our industries. You manipulate your currencies and to help you out so we can't bring goods to you. And we now have an almost $800 billion trade deficit. And it's done. He says, I'm renegotiating across the board, broken trade deals, bad trade deals. Whatever the deal is, if it doesn't suit America, it doesn't happen. And he says, I've already gone to Mexico. They got a deal. They seem to be happy. I've gone to South Korea. They've got a deal. They seem to be happy. I'll be talking about Canada in a bit. Because let me tell you, Trudeau is in big trouble over trade. The European Union is rethinking its position on trade because Trump met with them at the G7. They came back hat in hand going, you know, we thought about it. And Donald Trump's going, fine, you better be thinking about it because what you've been doing is not going to happen anymore. And he put this isn't Trump saying this in background mode or tweeting about it or making you wonder. He's saying it isn't going to happen. You can forget about it. And then he talks about the WTO, the World Trade Organization, product dumping by companies, theft of tech, theft of our intellectual property. China demands that you turn over the ability for them to reproduce something when you do business there. He's going, that's over. Then he goes on to give you the stats. We lost 3 million manufacturing jobs, 25% of our steel jobs, 60,000 factories when China joined the World Trade Organization. Up to that point, America was doing pretty well. We have $13 trillion in trade deficits over the last decade, he says. Or decade, whatever. I think it's a decade, right? But he's clear. Those days are over. Now, you would think that Barack Obama would have said this. George Bush? No. None of them said it. They were content to let it happen. And they certainly would never be that forceful with our so-called partners. Trump is.
More on the This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one teabag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can only imagine being a leftist and watching President Trump be, not presidential, be worldly. What's the word, you know, beyond presidential? I'm not going to say godlike, but let me tell you, one step below it. Because he went to the UN and said in no uncertain terms, we are about America. You be about your country, we'll be about ours. Couldn't be more proud. And if I were a leftist hearing that speech, I would be like, I can't imagine you not being motivated and comparing it to Barack Obama going there. You know, we got all kind of it too. America's been a bad country. America's terrible. America, they did this awful. And here's Donald Trump going, we're not apologizing. We are amazing. You are lucky to have us. What would you be without us? We're the biggest suckers on the planet because we've allowed you to feast off of us. But that feasting is ended. And man, did he cover it. Every scam, fossil fuel. I mean, he didn't talk about the green energy and all that, but he talked about energy policy. Our energy policy is our energy policy. He talked about it in the context of the UN, of the Middle East, I should say. But he covered a few things really quickly that he was able to do. And I want to get through some of these because I don't want to stay focused on this the entire show. But here's what he said about Israel, peace in North Korea. So let's go with that first.
This year, we also took another significant step forward in the Middle East in recognition of every sovereign state to determine its own capital. I move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. The United States is committed to a future of peace and stability in the region, including peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. That aim is advanced, not harmed, by acknowledging the obvious facts. America's policy of principled realism means we will not be held hostage to old dogmas, discredited ideologies, and so-called experts who have been proven wrong over the years, time and time again.
I so love that last part, man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. That's as good as it gets. Other presidents talked about it. Donald Trump did it. He also talked about North Korea. Let's hear that clip.
We believe that when nations respect the rights of their neighbors and defend the interests of their people, they can better work together to secure the blessings of safety, prosperity, and peace. Each of us here today is the emissary of a distinct culture, a rich history, and a people bound together by ties of memory, tradition, and the values that make our homelands like nowhere else on earth. That is why America will always choose independence and cooperation over global governance, control, and domination. I honor the right of every nation in this room to pursue its own customs, beliefs, and traditions. The United States will not tell you how to live or work or worship. We only ask that you honor our sovereignty in return. From Warsaw to Brussels to Tokyo to Singapore, it has been my highest honor to represent the United States abroad. I have forged close relationships and friendships and strong partnerships with the leaders of many nations in this room, and our approach has always yielded incredible change. With support from many countries here today, we have engaged with North Korea to replace the specter of conflict with a bold and new push for peace. In June, I traveled to Singapore to meet face-to-face with North Korea's leader, Chairman Kim Jong-un. We had highly productive conversations and meetings, and we agreed that it was in both countries' interest to pursue the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Since that meeting, we have already seen a number of encouraging measures that few could have imagined only a short time ago. The missiles and rockets are no longer flying in every direction. Nuclear testing has stopped. Some military facilities are already being dismantled. Our hostages have been released, and as promised, the remains of our fallen heroes are being returned home to lay at rest in American soil. I would like to thank Chairman Kim for his courage and for the steps he has taken, though much work remains to be done. The sanctions will stay in place until denuclearization occurs. I also want to thank the many member states who helped us reach this moment, a moment that is actually far greater than people would understand, far greater, but for also their support and the critical support that we will all need going forward. Special thanks to President Moon of South Korea, Prime Minister Abe of Japan, and President Xi of China. In the Middle East, our new approach is also yielding great strides and very historic change.
And Trump did a really good thing there by thanking the people that made that happen. Now, he said this is what he was going to do. He says, I'm going to leverage China. I'm going to leverage the people in Asia to make this happen. And he's done it. And let me just tell you this. If Barack Obama gave this speech at the UN, you'd be hearing all about it. There's no ridicule here. They wouldn't be laughing at him and say, oh, they were ridiculing President Obama. They would say, they were very magnanimous to President Obama. And if he went and extolled the virtues of what he had accomplished with America, they'd be cheering it. If he did this thing in the North Korea, he'd be there to receive some sort of UN humanitarian award or Man of the Year award. But it's Donald Trump, so they can't do it. These are just a few of the things that Donald Trump is saying. I'm closer to peace in the Middle East than anybody. And these naysayers, and I'm going to get back to North Korea in a second. These naysayers, because I played the Israel clip earlier. The naysayers, the people who've been doing it the same way every time, they've lost. We moved, made Jerusalem Israel's, headquarters, capital. And that's that. And now we're crushing ISIS. And we're doing other stuff. And we're addressing all these issues. And what he's proving is my foreign policy works. And you know what my foreign policy involves? It involves many of you. So Donald Trump, the egomaniac, is saying, look, this isn't about just America. In order for the world to work properly, we all have to involve ourselves in it. We have to want it. And we have to sometimes bite the bullet and say we're going to go do something that's a little bit different than what's been done before. This is leadership. This is a great way of thinking. This is how I don't think there's going to be world peace. But there are places where it's a hot button. And I think the best way to solving world peace is when we work together and we grow the pie for everybody. When it's fair. And Donald Trump is saying, if you want the world to be more fair, put the money in the hands of the people that are the best ones, the best stewards of this earth. That is the Americans, the ones who give. If North Korea gets rebuilt, let me tell you who's going to do it. It'll be from American leadership, getting a consortium of people to say, let's get the North Korean people growing and doing and build their economy. If Africa's going to get built, it'll be because America is sending our envoys there and saying, let's start working in this region. And we'll start getting rid of warlords and these crazy Muslim zealots that want to kill everybody. If it's going to work in the Middle East, we'll lead the charge. It doesn't matter where it is. America will lead the charge. I mean, that's what Donald Trump is saying. And if he were Barack Obama, as God is my witness, these people would be looking at this and going, oh, and they'd be right to be putting this guy as one of the best leaders ever. I love how Donald Trump stood up there and said, I don't care what you think. He did not equivocate on a single thing. This is what America's done. And hey, world, you're not being told this. So while I have your attention, while we're on the stage, let me tell you what we do. Man, I couldn't be more proud. Woo! And you know what? We got a ton more of clips, and I don't want to spend. I'm going to break some stuff in the middle here because I don't want to spend a ton of time on just this. But we got more to talk about here. This is worth paying attention to. I'm going to leave it here for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.